Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
7:40 on this Friday morning, the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, as you heard in the news a few minutes ago. Joining us right now, District 2 Commissioner Carrie Angie. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Let's start by talking a little bit about animal control. That's been a topic of conversation for the last several weeks, months, really. What's the latest on animal control?
So a couple of months ago, Commissioner Samasco thought it important to have our corporate counsel review our ordinance to make sure that it is in line with state law. So ever since then, I've been working to understand the law as well as citizen concerns and especially animal control employee perspectives over the last couple of months. In the last couple of weeks, I was blessed to spend a good deal of time talking and meeting with Director Miller towards those ends. And what I discovered was that the proposed ordinance wasn't really too far off from what animal control has already been doing, which includes allowing police officers to fulfill their statutory duty to investigate crimes and enforce the criminal code, which has obviously always been required by state law. But Director Miller and I were able to collaborate on some other changes to the proposed ordinance up through yesterday morning, which our corporate counsel incorporated into a revised version of the ordinance. But some of the changes weren't made until early afternoon yesterday, which didn't give the full board too much time to review and digest it. So we tabled the vote on the newly revised ordinance until our next committee meeting next month. I'd like to just give a shout out to the amazing staff at Animal Control, as I have been able to observe firsthand all the hard work they do every day during my meeting with Director Miller.
How far out of compliance was the county in terms of the animal control ordinance? What was going on that was the concern, and how is it being addressed?
Well, the biggest concern was that the Board of Commissioners can only enact ordinances as allowed by state law. Mm-hmm. And so a number of years ago, the animal control ordinance had been amended and expanded the authority beyond what is provided in state law. And so that really needed to be brought back into line because it did expose the county to tremendous legal liability.
Yeah. Another topic that's been discussed quite a bit lately is the St. Clair County Community Services Coordinating Body. This is sort of a collaboration of a lot of different organizations around the county. And the question has been, you know, should the county still continue to support it with yearly dues. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I'm happy and proud to say that I was recently appointed as the alternate commissioner to the CSCB. And as you just mentioned, that is a collaborative partnership of organizations and people who come together to identify specific community needs and streamline community resources. I have spoken to some members of the CSCB, as well as the work group chairs, and I will be meeting with others in the near future, as well as attending the upcoming meeting on May 27th. So I'm looking forward to working with the appointed Commissioner Lisa Beeden and the CSCB for the benefit of our citizens. We did hold a vote last night on that item you just mentioned. The county does pay dues to the CSCB, the commission voted to continue its dues-paying membership to the CSCB.
I know there had been some concern raised by one commissioner about, Open Meetings Act. Is this group transparent about what they do with that funding? Do you have any concerns about that?
I have heard that individual commissioner's concerns regarding those things, and I have undertaken to investigate those things. And so far as I can tell, I don't think the concerns are founded. I mean, it's always obviously good for commissioners to be looking out for taxpayer dollars and make sure that they're being used appropriately. But I voted yes last night to continue our dues-paying membership, and I think that was the right vote to make.
St. Clair County has had an interim administrator controller since the beginning of the year, Tom Hall. and that interim is being removed from his title, isn't it?
I'm happy to report that we voted last night unanimously to make Tom Hull's temporary position permanent. He was appointed back in January to fill the spot left open by our prior administrator, who had been here a little over 20 years, I believe. He's been doing a great job ever since. In conjunction with that, the board is undergoing discussions to eliminate the newly created deputy administrator position, which will be a cost-saving measure. We'll be looking to replace that position with an administrative support position that formerly existed that provided a solid support for the former administrator. And so we'd like to bring that position back so that we can provide Administrator Hull with all that necessary support and assistance in his busy schedule while saving taxpayer dollars on administration costs.
All right. Important stuff. Carrie, appreciate the update. Thanks for making time to be with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. Have
All right.
a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.